In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers. Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Every Monday throughout the NFL season, other than right after the bye week, head coach Ken Wisenhunt, nice enough to join Doug and Wolf. And then since Wolf wanted the day off yesterday, Coach Wisenhunt was also kind enough to change his entire plans to join us on a Tuesday. And the NFL season starts tomorrow night. Coach, I know you've pretty much been in game mode for the last month and a half, but how are you feeling now that you've got 1 week until it's actually time to kick it off?
Well, I'm a little bit disturbed by all these accommodations I'm making for you and Ron Wolfley. So, actually, it's good to get into the routine of game week. I think that preseason is a different animal because you're not really game planning and you got a lot of things going on. But when you can focus in on a team and think about matchups and how you want to attack them, it gets to the nuts and bolts of it, and it's good.
Coach, other than the fact that Russell Wilson is a rookie and he stands 5'11" tall, what else do you know about this guy?
Well, I mean, we did our off-season work on him as far as scouting him when he was coming out. I know he was a good college quarterback. He's done a lot of good things, and it's not surprising to see him have success in the preseason with what they're asking him to do. So, for him to have come from a third-round draft pick to be in their starting quarterback on opening day, I think is just tells you how much work he's put into it, enough to impress those coaches. So, there's a little bit of the unknown because we've seen him in preseason, and I'm sure there's some wrinkles that they've got offensively that they haven't shown, but we've got some wrinkles too, and hopefully our wrinkles will work okay.
I don't know how much you pay attention to this, but Adam Schefter reported that Marshawn Lynch is now up in the air for the game. When you hear reports like that during the week for a guy that's a workhorse type of guy, does reports like that affect your preparation at all?
You know, I think that really the NFL puts out an injury report, and that's where you really look at and see whether a guy doesn't practice or what his status is during the course of the week. There's a lot of speculation that goes on with players. There's a lot of speculation about our own players, and I think that you never really know for sure until a day before or even the day of the game about your own players and speculation that you hear about other players. So I don't put much stock in it, especially when it's Monday or Tuesday, whatever today is, Tuesday of game week. There's still a lot of time left before the game. And I'm sure opening game on the road, division opponent, that he'll do everything in his power to be ready, and we're preparing for him to be ready.
Coach, when you watch film of Seattle's defense, what do you see?
Well, I think they've got some big guys up front, and they try to create mismatches by using those guys as well as a speed rusher in Clemens. But they've got an active safety in Earl Thomas. And I think they try to play, they play their scheme and they play it well. So the thing is, you see them that they've got a lot of confidence from what they did in the preseason, but they're not a lot different than what we saw at the end of the season last year in the last game. So, it's typical of when you face a division opponent. You're a lot more familiar with their personnel and what they'll try to do to match up with you. And you're trying to prepare based on that.
Talking to head coach Ken Wisenhunt of the Arizona Cardinals, they're taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Yes, we're here. Game one of the NFL season for the Cardinals starts this weekend. And coach, Wolf and I were joking a little bit earlier. You made the statement to the media that for strategic reasons, there's no reason to talk about your offensive line because they might be reading. Well, the Seattle won't be reading us. They don't care about Doug and Wolf. So how do you prepare, or what are your plans are for the offensive line?
Well, what exactly do you mean by that question? I mean, we're going to prepare like we normally do going into a game. We've got obviously two new players starting for us in DeAnthony Batiste at our left tackle and Bobby Massie at our right tackle. And, this week is going to be about preparing them as best we can and understanding that going into a regular season game, we're going to ask them to do some things which they're professional players. They're expected to be able to protect and run block, and I'm sure that there'll be some times when we help them out. As much as we possibly can, we always do that. That's part of game planning and preparing. But, you have to understand that they are NFL players, and you have to do your job, or there's going to be somebody else that will step in and do it.
Coach, what about your defense? What about the expectations that you have for your defense? And do you believe, Wiz, that it could be the strength of this team, at least early?
Well, you know, that I guess that'll all be played out on the football field. We'll figure that out. You like to think that based on the way we finished, but there's no guarantees that that's the way it's going to be. Our guys have worked hard defensively. They have a lot of pride. They believe in the scheme and what they're trying to do. But, you know, the important thing is that we do that on the field Sunday against Seattle. I know that we'll have a great crowd there. Our fans will be behind us. It'll create a great atmosphere, and it will give us an advantage. That's what you want. You want the home field advantage. And I hope the defense is our strength. There have been a lot of teams through history that have done very well, that have been very good defensively. So I know it doesn't hurt us to have a very good defense. So I'm really pulling for our guys to play well, and that'd be a strength of our team.
As you sit here, granted it's only Tuesday, but as you sit here, what do you feel confident about, and what concerns you for Sunday?
Well, I'll answer it in reverse order. I think the thing that you're concerned about in the first game is the unknown. Generally, the first couple of games, when you don't have actual game film of players, I'm looking at some of their special teams right now, and you don't even know what players are going to line up because they're using so many different guys during preseason and guys that now are, that are on the tape now or ones that are released. So, you know, it's hard to get a really get a bead on what they're trying to do. So that's always concerning. And I think that you try to, once again, when I was talking about earlier as a division opponent, you know a little bit more, you know a little bit more about how they're going to try to attack you. But once again, you don't know for sure. You don't know if you've seen their best stuff and what that's going to be. So you got to be prepared to adjust on game day, which I'm comfortable with. You know, I feel good about is the way our team is prepared. They're working hard. They're preparing. They're putting the time in. We had a big crowd in here today working out on their day off, trying to get ahead with the with their cut-ups and watching the tape. And that gives me a good feeling going into the week, because when you prepare the way our guys are preparing, the next thing we have to do is translate it to the game field. That's what we talked about last year in that stretch when we won 7 of 9. Our guys got it. They understood what they had to do to be successful on game day, and that's what they're working to do right now.
How much preparation, Wiz, did John Skelton put in on Monday? I know today is their day off, of course, and you already mentioned the fact that you had a large crowd come out, a lot of the players coming in on their day off and working out. Is John Skelton in his preparation so far what you expected?
Well, it's early. It's early, Ron. I think his approach, you know, Monday we did just a little bit of a touch on Seattle in our practice, and I thought he handled it well. And he's coming in actually in a couple of minutes for us to meet about our plan with Seattle, because generally it takes us until about this point to get our plan installed for how we're going to attack Seattle. And we'll sit down with the quarterbacks. We'll sit down with the receivers. A lot of the different players come in and want that information, so they'll be prepared when they come in the morning and we start game plan practicing for these guys. So John's done he's been in here working. You can see his confidence in how he's approaching this right now. And, you know, when we talked about it last week, it's his opportunity to take it and run with it. So it's really going to be important for him this week to know as much as he can possibly about Seattle, because when they throw us a wrinkle, he's got to be ready to adapt to it. And I think the most important thing that we've got to hammer home is turnovers. You've got to be smart with the football. And if we can do that, you know, we'll have a chance.
Since the time that you told John that he's the starting quarterback for week one until now, granted it's only Tuesday, have you seen any changes in John? And I guess part B is, did you want to see any changes in John?
Well, I think the nature as a human being is you're going to see a change, because regardless of how John talked about it during the course of the preseason, he wanted to be the starter. He worked very hard in the off season and during the preseason to get into that spot. So when he gets named that, he's obviously excited. And John has worked this off season to get better at some of the things that he needed to get better on. And, you know, we had a couple of plays during the preseason where he didn't make the smartest decision on a couple of throws, and he got criticized for it, and he understands now that he can't do that going forward. Or, you know, those things are going to happen. No quarterback's going to get through the season without throwing an interception or having a bad play. But what he's got to do is limit those plays early in games. He did a great job at the end of the games, and it's obvious that he's more comfortable in what we're asking him to do. The next step for him is taking it in the position as the starting quarterback and seeing how he handles it from there. So far, in one short day, you know, he's working very hard at it, and hopefully we'll see those results on Sunday.
Wiz, I know that you think that special teams is going to be critical for you guys. It always is going forward, but it seems as though you've got really good special teams players. do you have the coaching? That's what I want to ask.
That's the question. You know, that's what I think. I'm very confident in our coaching as far as what Kevin Spencer does with our guys. I don't think that you can have a guy like Patrick return four punts. And actually, it's funny talking about it. I was just watching Seattle where he had the fifth one, and he just kind of tripped up. He says he got tripped up by the punter. But, you know, these guys have worked hard. They believe in what we're doing special teams-wise, and it's been something that's important for us. If you look at our PAT field goal block team, you know, that's an area where a lot of times guys are out there, they know the chances of actually blocking a kick are slim to none just based on the efficiency of NFL kickers. Our guys work very hard at it, and I think they kind of carry the flag for us about the importance of that because of the number of blocked kicks that we've had during the year. Punt return team's excited because we got Patrick back there. Kickoff team's excited because we've got LaRod back there. And our coverage units have been very good in the preseason. So there's a lot of things about special teams that we're excited about. We've got to do it in season. It's got to be an important part of our team, an important component, because field position is such an important part of the battle. And I think we've got some guys that have a chance to make our special teams very good.
Coach, good luck on the season, and more specifically, good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Coach.
That's head coach Ken Wisenhunt. He'll join us every Monday throughout the season, except for the Monday right after the bye week. And it's talking about his level of confidence and the preparation, and his concern is just simply it's week one, and you just don't know what you're going
to
see.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to be over at the facility today, and let me just say that Coach Wiz has got his game face on already. You can tell it's game week.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.